5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome back into the Radcast, everybody. I'm Steven.
I am Matt.
And this is the final week of Septwimber.
A rousing, successful Septwimber.
Yes, we had a blast. Yes, our first one. We had a blast just riffing through some Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen movies for the first 3 weeks.
Definitely enjoyed all three of them more than I thought I would.
Yes, and they were fun episodes. We hope you all have enjoyed them just as much as we enjoyed recording them, maybe not as much as enjoyed watching some of these movies.
Even though I just said They're fine. They're not amazing.
Yeah.
Some of them are boring.
Mm-hmm. But if you listen to those episodes, or if you've watched these movies and have seen the VHS opens to all of them, one kind of prevailing thing was there was always the advertisement at the beginning of each video was talking about all the assorted Mary-Kate and Ashley stuff, the videos, paraphernalia, an Alaskan cruise, for one of them, the books.
They're steering the boat.
Yes. Who's steering the boat?
I wonder if they were actually on the cruise or if it just had their name on it.
I absolutely do not think they were. They might have gotten flown in.
Yeah.
Like all bundled up, coats
like
and hats. Day,
like first day, like cut the ribbon kind of thing.
Yeah, but they're not eating at that buffet and they're not
out there. There's no meet and greets.
Yeah. They're just there to meet a contractual obligation.
Yeah.
But part of that, I had mentioned earlier, the video series is one of them was the Mary-Kate and Ashley Detective Agency.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is Mary-Kate and Ashley, You're Invited,
yep,
which was an assortment of parties and
events
that they invited the audience to.
Yeah.
So what we wanted to do for this episode, as you've seen on the title more than likely right now, is we mentioned they were mentioned so much that why don't we see if we can track one down and talk about it for the last week of Septwimber.
And that we did.
That we did. Now, ideally, we would have wanted to talk about the sleepover one because, that's the one we actually watched a couple times.
Yeah, when we were younger.
And B, that's probably the most well-known one because of last week you had mentioned
the pizza song.
Is probably the most notable song in the episode by itself, but also what it's been done virally in the better part of the last 10 years on YouTube and whatever. But we did not find it. You can watch them all on Apple TV Plus if you like, or Apple TV or whatever.
Yeah.
If you like. But we did not find them on YouTube. We did not find Sleepover on YouTube. Yeah. We did find one on YouTube, which is Mary-Kate and Ashley Invite You to a Mall Party.
And if you know us, you know that we are all about the mall.
Absolutely.
So why not incorporate it into the last week of Septwimber?
Mm-hmm. We love the mall. We hope so do you all.
Yes.
And we're just going to go over if you would like to watch it, it's pretty easy to find on YouTube. Yeah. The video says 28 minutes. That's because it's 5 minutes of ads at the beginning. Yeah. It's like a 20, 21, 22-minute video.
Yeah.
Very quick watch, and which might make for a very quick episode.
Yeah.
A very quick listen.
Yeah. Then usually the way they're formatted, it's like you set up the story, and then there's a mix of like dialogue with them and their friends and a few songs thrown in there.
There's five songs.
Yeah.
Which we'll touch on them. We, of course, I'm not going to read the lyrics, but we will get started here. You're invited to Mary-Nate and Mashley.
Yep.
Mary-Kate and Ashley's Mall Party.
Mary-Hate and Smashley.
Yeah. So this was released in 1997, so just like Billboard Dad. So we've had two 97 releases and two 99 releases.
Yeah, yeah.
Directed by Alan Julian. Starring Mary-Kate and Ashley as themselves, Jamie Green as Jamie, Jessica Bell as Jenna, Angelica Cassidy as Claire, Lance Bonner as Evan, and Evan's friend who doesn't have a credit on IMDb. I don't even remember which one was Evan.
No, I don't remember. I think he's the one of the kids.
He definitely was one of the kids, yes. So no box office, of course, because it's straight to video. The VHS open is the same dual star advertisements we've seen for every one of the movies mm-hmm. we've covered. So if you want to know the name, yeah, Billboard Dad is the main advertisement here. It's always a party with Mary-Kate and Ashley and their You're Invited series, yeah. which is what we're talking about here.
Where's the Party by Eddie Money?
Yeah, exactly. Where's Eddie Money? My Girl Likes to Party All the Time, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, exactly.
Mall Party and Costume Party are the two new ones, yada, yada. Advertisement for their You're Invited books and Adventures of Mary-Kate and Ashley and their movie. What the hell did you just write here, Steven? Whatever. It's the same shit.
Yeah.
Also, if you want to hear us talk another Olsen Twins movie, which I had just remembered and we never mentioned, and it's apropos because next week mm-hmm. starts 5 weeks of Fright.
Yes.
We have an episode from probably about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
To where we rifled through, or we riffed. It corrected to rifle.
Yeah.
But we riffed Double Trouble, Toil and Trouble.
Mm-hmm. So that's another good episode.
Yeah, if you'd like to go listen to that. The Mary-Kate and Ashley Two of a Kind book series with titles like It's a Twin Thing and How to Flunk Your First Date.
Yeah.
How to Flunk Your First Date. It's a twin thing.
Yeah. It's been a great cop-out my whole life.
Yeah.
It's a twin thing.
Yeah, and people just leave us alone.
Why'd you rub poop on the wall?
It's a twin thing.
Did
your brother do it? Meh. And then you just walk away.
Nah.
Who
knows, man?
Who knows? I don't know. Sing along with Mary-Kate and Ashley with their video soundtracks. Mary-Kate and Ashley Fun Club, which we mentioned last week. Finally, a non-Mary-Kate and Ashley advertisement, an advertisement for Scooby-Doo Mysteries on VHS, which is a compilation of popular Scooby-Doo Where Are You episodes. So,
Hell yeah.
A little history lesson. What is the Mall of America? Some of you may be asking.
What is it, Steve?
Well, it opened on August 11th, 1992, in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I think it's in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Minneapolis, Minnesota. On the old site of the former Metropolitan Stadium where the Minnesota Twins and Minnesota
yeah.
Vikings used to play.
Yeah. There's the Harmon Killebrew plaque that's
uh-huh.
in there.
In the amusement park in the mall, there's a plaque commemorating where the home plate once was.
That's really cool. I love that kind
yeah.
of stuff.
And there's an old seat from the Met Stadium, not the Met Stadium, but
yeah.
the Metropolitan Stadium, in the exact location it was back in 1967, which commemorates a 520-foot home run hit by Twin legend and Hall of Fame slugger Harmon Killebrew.
What a cool addition. That's
yeah.
so cool.
Mm-hmm. It's the largest shopping mall in America and in the Western Hemisphere, and like the fifth largest in North America.
Yeah.
In 1995, it hosted the first episode of WCW Nitro.
Yeah, it
right
did.
Outside of
yep.
Pasta Mania,
mm-hmm.
which was a Hulk Hogan pasta
yeah.
restaurant at the Mall
yeah.
of America. The mall has a theme park and an aquarium. The Lego Play Center, the Imagination Center,
mm-hmm.
it's like the longest tenant there. In 2018, a second plaque was added in the theme park to commemorate the spot on the 50-yard line where the Vikings had the coin toss before every game, home game when
nice.
They played there.
That's cool.
Yep. So those are some of the features.
Yeah.
Of course, there are tons of tenants. It's a large mall. There's
yeah.
all sorts of features. It's
still open?
Yeah, it's still
okay.
open.
Still thriving?
It braved the pandemic.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tourist attraction,
yeah,
if
yeah,
anything.
That's true, yeah.
And what a cool thing was it being in the mall in the 90s. During the songs, there are several bits of B-roll
yeah.
that are just really cool to relive. Even if you're listening and you never went to the Mall of America,
yeah.
there are still some of the mall staples.
Just the girls venturing around the several mm-hmm. attractions.
Yeah. So the video, we jump right in with the twins counting the tiles on the floor and the ceiling. They say it's rained all week and it's kept them cooped up inside and they're bored to the gourd. Don't you guys read a lot? That's what one of the
yeah.
advertisements says. Like, that's what we're led to believe in those advertisements for your books. You guys have television, right?
Yeah.
Movies, parents who can take you to do other indoor activities.
They've read all the books and watched all the movies.
Yeah.
It's been raining for a long 40 days and 40 nights.
40 days and 40 nights. When's that art coming by?
Yeah, exactly.
They look at their Mary-Kate and Ashley watches. No, nothing is said to make it seem like they've done anything else all week, and now they're fresh out of things to do. One of the girls says she wishes there was a roof over the whole world, like Stephen King's novel Under the Dome.
Yeah.
Next, a curly-headed woman walks into the shot, and the girls happily greet her. Her name is Jamie, and it's their cousin. Her name is Jamie. She's my cousin.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Sunshine Rules. She's my cousin.
Yes. Jamie says, Their parents told her the two of them are down in the dumps because they're on house arrest for starting a string of arsons in the neighborhood. And she said she's going to the Mall of America if they would like to join.
Yeah, exactly. It's out of their jurisdiction.
Exactly. Yeah, your bracelets won't go off. They ask if she's yanking their chair chain, and Jamie says she never BS's when it comes to shopping. The girls get giddy, and Jamie says they can invite a couple friends to join them and meet them there. Just then, music comes swelling in, and I made a note saying I just remembered these videos have several musical numbers.
Yes.
The girls start singing the song Meet You at the Mall, as they called their friends Jenna, Claire, and Hall of Fame Slugger Harm and Killer Brooke.
I'm familiar. Oh, I'm free, definitely.
Do you have in there that they flew a plane?
Yeah.
Flew to Minneapolis. Why doesn't the video just take place in Minneapolis?
I don't know, because the Olsen twins don't live in Minneapolis.
Yeah, but like, that doesn't matter.
But then they would have living in new places each video.
Yeah, but like, there's nothing in this video that it's stupid.
Right.
It's just, are you flying there for one day?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
To shop.
This seems
to shop.
It's just, that little bit is so nonsensical. And you could have why can't it take place in Minneapolis?
Why can't they already be visiting there?
Yeah, because
visiting their cousin Jamie.
Yeah, exactly. But and then their friends show up, and then later more of their friends show up. It's like, so you all flew there?
No, she mentions that they met Jenna and Claire at camp.
Oh, so they live.
Jenna and Claire live there.
That makes more sense.
But that doesn't answer as to why the three seemingly California girls make a trip to the Mall of America and fly there.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I was getting to next week a B-roll of a plane touching down on a runway, which begs the questions that you just brought up.
Yeah.
Did they fly to Minnesota for a lone trip to the mall?
Yeah.
That's just how hot of a property the Mall of America is.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Especially in the 90s. Anyway, as the song plays, we see the three experiencing some of the special attractions the mall has to offer, like the aforementioned theme park and aquarium. The Rainforest Cafe.
Yes.
I popped huge when I saw Rainforest Cafe.
Yay. It's one of those things where you've only been once, but the experience was so indelible
We went a couple times. There was one at Opry Mills in Nashville, which was, I think, the first of the Mills malls.
Yes.
That's why when we got St. Louis Mills, and here in St. Louis, they didn't have a Rainforest Cafe, and I was disappointed. There was for the longest time, though, and maybe Mom has it in one of the blankets or whatever, but I have a Navy Rainforest Cafe shirt.
I was hoping to get that frog bird.
Yes. The frog bird?
Frog burger.
Oh, frog burger. That's that frog burger.
Frog burger with goat cheese.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, the rainforest goats.
The rainforest goats, yeah. Rainforest Cafe, people sleeping on benches, desperate individuals in the wishing fountain stuffing their pockets full of coins, and punks getting hassled by mall security.
Yep.
All the while, we periodically see the girls lip syncing to the song. While singing in a Jeep at the camping store, a feral child emerges from one of the tents and joins the girls in the Jeep. She's foaming at the mouth.
You like this song for some reason.
I thought it was very... It had like a... not shoegazing. Because typical kids' pop songs have a
very
typical...
Straightforward,
typical chord... chord progression.
They build in a certain direction.
You go into a major key in the chorus.
Yeah.
But in this, it's dun dun meet you at the mall. Like more of a minor flavor to it.
It's a very 80s kind of feel to it.
I liked how different it was.
Yeah.
It was an earworm for sure.
Yeah.
But a feral child attacks the Jeep. As the key changes and the song slowly comes to an end, the three kids walk through the Lego Imagination Experience and meet up with another little girl loitering by a dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
The children finish the song and meet back up with Jamie.
Loitering by a dinosaur.
Yeah, meet you at the mall.
Loitering by the dinosaur.
Everybody walk the dinosaur.
Boom.
Yes. It's all right. The girls tell Jamie that the two girls are Jenna and Claire, and they met them at camp over the summer.
Which makes more sense that they would be in Minneapolis.
Right. Jamie shakes their hands and tells the girls she's going to the shop till she drops, and meet her at Bloomingdale's in an hour. After demanding the girls have fun, they all split off. The Olsen's friends marvel at how huge the mall is, and there's so much to do. The Olsen girls say they should start with the toy store, and one of the friends says they're a little too old for toy stores. Your children,
you are
aren't
still
you?
Fully children at this point. But you know, kids, they want to think they're older than they really are.
Yeah.
And then guess what? Once you get older, you want to be a kid again.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we all just be grateful?
Yeah, I don't know. One of the twins starts singing a song and has a Tourette's tic, blurting "purple shirt" apropos of nothing. The four girls sing and dance in the toy store to the song "Toys When I Grow Up" in parentheses, about being forever young, even when you're an adult, to constantly pine for childhood in the midst of paying bills and the daily slog of a 9-to-5, to make the choice to live in the past and never face problems. Maybe even get to a point in life where you're an adult who wears diapers and sleeps in a giant crib.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That kind of regression happens.
But until they ponder more into that, the song's over. And the girls run out of the basic brown bear factory with a giant teddy bear, leading me to believe they're stealing it.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a machine in there to where you stick the teddy bear's ass in there.
Yeah.
It fills with stuffing,
mm-hmm.
which begs the question, has a perverse person tested that?
Of course they have.
Of course they have.
Humans are weird.
Yeah, exactly.
Humans are the most detrimental animal to nature.
Exactly. We have the ability to think abstractly and abuse it. Actually, don't even use it.
Yep. Next, we see a sign for Gulf Mountain. They encounter two boys leaning on a mountain set piece. The boys greet them and ask what they're doing there. The girls snap back, "It's a free mall, isn't it?" The boys throw their hands up in defense and say, "Listen, we don't want any trouble." "Sure, yeah, whatever you say. It's a free mall.
I was like, "What are you doing here? It's free mall, isn't it?" "No, like in Minneapolis. What are you doing here?"
"Yeah, free mall. Just don't dangle us over the side of the second floor walkway." The girls say they actually came to the Mall of America to play golf. That they make it sound like that's the only reason.
Yeah, that's I heard they got a great mini golf course.
Mm-hmm. The boys see if the twins want to play them, and they promise to take it easy on the girls. The girls say, "On the contrary, it shall be us who goeth easy on thou." The boys accept the challenge, and the children walk to the start of the putt-putt part of the mall. Next, we see the children at the final hole. One of the friends is wearing a headset like a golf commentator and is giving a play-by-play of the match.
It's silly.
Mm-hmm. The other friend starts belligerently shouting her support for the twins, and her hooting and hollering gets her shushed by onlookers.
But yeah, the entire mall, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole shot of the whole mall turning a look at her.
All in unison.
Yeah, exactly.
It shakes the windows.
Yeah.
One of the boys misses his putt, and he yells, "God damn it!" It snaps, snaps his putter and hurls it across the mall, striking an elderly woman with a hump, leaving sears.
Fires his caddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his friend. Yeah. Ashley gets ready to putt and is giving a play-by-play of her actions. She says Olsen lines up her putt and is confident, but not too confident. She says after a long night at the local watering hole, her double vision is now focused back to normal, and she's ready to putt. One of the boys is speaking into his putter and questions whether or not Ashley has what it takes. We then get a shot of a janitor talking into his mop, saying, "Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a long game, and now I'm just waiting until these kids clear out so I can sweep up the dead rat on hole 4 and scrub out the spilled soda on hole 10.
more at 10. More at 11.
More news at 11.
News at, yeah.
Ashley sinks it with the help of a slide whistle, and the children jump for joy. Next, we see the kids leaving the putt-putt course, and the girls ask the boys if they'd like to join them to chow down at the food court. The boys say they've lost their appetite and have to set up for a band performance they have at the mall. They ask if the girls want to watch later, and they hesitantly say, okay. After the two boys depart, the girls try to figure out what they want at the food court. One of the friends suggests they get dessert first, an idea that sounds exciting as a child, but is horrible in practice as an adult. I hate the times that I've had dessert before dinner.
Cookie crisp for dinner is not all it's cracked up to be.
Absolutely not. Next, we see Mary-Kate standing on a table in the food court shouting, "Rodney King! Rodney King! Rodney King!"
To which one of the friends looked at the other one and was like, "Who's Rodney King?" And they're like, "He was that guy."
Yeah, like from Airheads.
It's an Airheads reference.
Yeah, she's trying to incite a riot.
Yeah.
It's the start of the next song called Food Court. It's presented as judges overseeing food court. It's extolling the virtues of what the Mall of America has to offer. It has Japanese food and Chinese food, Indian food, Italian food with pasta mania.
And they are exonerating two guilty police officers.
Yeah.
Hence the Rodney King chance.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Your punishment is a meatball bath.
Yeah.
I don't know. Any food you like to help diversify your palate and clear your bowels. Along with the finest dining in the world, the mall also has several candy and dessert options. While Ashley brings fries and burgers, Mary-Kate encourages her and her comrades to try something they can't just get anywhere, like mall shawarma and vending machine sushi.
Yep.
After the song, the girls catch up with Jamie, who's carrying several bags in each hand and massive credit card debt mounting from her wallet. Jamie asks what they've been up to, and they say they've been singing and dancing, playing 18 holes and gorging on mall food.
All in an hour.
Yeah, they ask if they can go home and take a nap, and Jamie reminds them they're contractually obligated to do two more songs.
Mm-hmm.
No, they do, however, talk about how much shopping that still needs to be done, and the girls are wanting to look at clothes. What else?
Yeah.
Jamie says to meet her at the Rainforest Cafe in an hour, and Ashley yells, "Purple hat!" and the girls are off.
No, she says in 1/2 hour.
And oh, that's right. That's, yeah, because it sounds it's strange.
It's like, why'd you say it like that? It's like the Kroll Show, 1/2 hour, 2/2 hour. And then she's speaking French, too.
Yeah.
And like...
Not like she got kicked in the head, now she speaks French.
No, she's like, the
coup de grace. They're like, huh? She's like, French. It's something that has that certain je ne sais quoi.
Yeah. And one of the other friends was like, oh, yeah, I think I heard my dad speaking some French to my mom. He was telling her about something called ménage à trois.
Yeah. I like the way your dad thinks.
Yeah. That was actually in the video.
Mm-hmm. Everyone was confused, and the Olsen twins said something in unison and said jinx, and one of them says, you owe me a soda, which harkens back to the reference from Passport to Paris.
Yeah, exactly.
Now,
and slowly zoomed in on the cousin.
Meek. You the mall pizza.
Just so we can have that connection.
Yes.
Now in a clothes store, the girls are singing a song called Decisions, Decisions, about clothing items that you want but don't have the money for. You got to either make a decision on what's in your budget or put yourself in the red and spend beyond your means.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you choose, for the love of God, don't make any fashion faux pas.
Yes.
Make a fashion arrest.
Yeah, someone make a fashion arrest.
Hey, over here, someone make a fashion arrest.
There was a siren going off.
Yes.
A real siren.
Because one of the Olsen twins wanted to have a furry vest.
Yeah.
And it's
See my vest.
But it stopped the presses, and the other one was like, someone make a fashion arrest.
Someone make a fashion arrest.
And then everybody in the mall in unison was like,
someone make a fashion arrest.
And it shook the windows.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever you do, for the sake of you and your family. Oh, God. It's a wonder anybody listens to the show at all.
I know.
Whatever you do, for the sake of you and your family, don't buy the wrong clothes or you'll be a social pariah.
Social piranha.
So, yes, you will be shunned by your friends and your local watchtower societies and won't be able to continue in the Jehovah's Witness faith.
Sorry.
Yeah. After the song, they run into a parrot outside of Rainforest Cafe. The parrot starts saying how they want to rock and roll. They quote Michelle Tanner and say, let's party, dudes. And there's our Full House reference.
Yes.
Polly don't want a cracker. Polly want a party. Polly want to dance. Polly want to live. Polly want to be free. The bird gets indignant and starts wildly flapping its wings.
Yeah.
Its screeching, grating voice gets lower, and its eyes turn red. And it flies off and starts attacking people. The local authorities hit the scene, and a sniper sets up in front of the Great American Train store. Sir, I have the bird in my sights, he says into his walkie-talkie, but there are people fleeing from L.L. Bean, and they could be in my crosshairs. His commanding officer barks back, you have to take your shot. Casualties are always a possibility in situations like these. You must neutralize that bird before it satiates its cravings for party time. Once it does that, there will be no stopping it. Take your shot, and that's an order. Yes, sir, the sniper sheepishly answers back. He lines up and sees the bedlam causing bird down his scope. His index finger hovers over the trigger, shaking. He whispers to himself, God, forgive me. And fires. The shot rings out, echoing throughout the vast expanse. The screams go silent, and the only vision of the multicolored bird falling to the ground in slow motion. The chaos starts clearing, and it gives way for the officers on scene to grab the body. And its dying breath, the once tame beast utters, Polly want a crack whore. Then it succumbs to its injuries.
That was a party parrot.
Yeah. In 2012, a plaque was dedicated in honor of the lesson learned that day. Partying will end in nothing but destruction, and you go to hell before you die.
Just ask Harmon Killebrew.
This message is brought to you by Jesus Christ and the Church of Latter-day Saints.
It threw the video off completely,
but they riled.
This is the avant-garde part of the video.
Yeah, exactly.
But I give them credit for trying something new.
Yeah, exactly. The girls then meet up with the boys from earlier who are standing in front of a stage. They ask what songs they're playing, and the boys respond with suggesting the girls do a song with them. The twins are hesitant, but then are coaxed into doing it by the boys saying, "It'll be fun." They agree to do it, and the girls' friend pull a rope set in the middle of the stage. Just then, the shot jump cuts to people charging the stage and balloons falling, creating an instant party, which just so happens to be the final song and performance. They sing and dance, including a few James Brown moves, and we also get shots of the girls' friends and Jamie singing along and jumping around. The song ends with cheering and the girls wishing everyone a fair adieu.
A Merry Christmas.
A Merry Christmas. The final bit is bloopers, and we've talked about how uncomfortable we were watching those and how that's you're invited to a mall party.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable because the girls...
They're clearly very hard on themselves.
Yes, they're hard on themselves, and they don't look like they're... Here it's a little different. Passport to Paris, they did not look like they were having fun at all.
No.
And this, they at least get a little silly, like making faces at the camera at some of the bungles. But other than that,
faces that say, "Please help me."
Mm-hmm. Yes. But other than that, I mean, what else do you want from a 23-minute video?
Yeah, if that.
Yeah, exactly. What do you want from us?
Yeah, we tried our best.
We tried our hardest.
Yeah.
Home is where the hardest.
Exactly.
So that's that's the end of September.
Yep.
We're ending it on a You're Invited video like we mentioned at the top and like we just had been talking about. Thank you all for joining us.
Yes,
for
thank
that
you.
By the way.
Yeah.
We've actually been getting some very good feedback.
Yeah, pretty much. Like next year's is gonna be all like themed months and six mixes.
We're gonna really have a heavy emphasis on the six mix.
Yeah,
we can't wait to do another six mix.
Mm-hmm.
We have at least one that we've scheduled already for
Halloween,
and then one I'd like to do on Christmas.
Sure.
So you know,
with Santa Claus, hopefully.
I hope so.
An elf.
Just give me a goddamn elf or Ronald and Blitzer.
Or the reindeers.
One of the reindeers.
We're the reindeers.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
Peace. We come in peace.
Yeah, we're two
we
idiots.
Come in peace. We're two idiots who come in peace.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do when we approach the reindeers. I come in peace.
No, we got to say the whole two idiots thing.
We're two idiots
so they
who
have
come
sympathy.
In peace.
Yeah.
we approach them in the dark and you see a red spotlight. It's Rudolph. Who goes there?
Yeah, exactly. But 5 weeks of fright. Starts mm-hmm. next week, which we're always excited for.
Oh, yeah.
Back to calling it 5 Weeks of Fright, last year's Radcast Halloween. But we're back to 5 Weeks of Fright, so it makes it 5 Weeks of Fright 3 with the Radcast.
Yeah.
And we're excited for you to hear our offerings for that. Maybe a few characters who haven't been here in a while will join us for that. But until then,
be good to yourselves, be good to each other, because why would you want to be rude? You could be rad. We'll see you next time.
This concludes our broadcast day.